Zappa.
We have a doggy who's wagging his tail.
Hi, guys. Hope all of you are well. Zappa. Zappa, Zappa.
For those of you who don't follow me on Twitter, you probably missed a few updates, but Zappa got really sick on Friday, and he's on the mend. He's not 100% there. He is starting to get that spunk back into him because he came over to me and he rolled on his back, and when I wouldn't give him the belly rub, he kind of kicked me with his back leg. So that's what he was doing right now. He sat up. Yesterday he finally ate his food. He had 3 vomiting episodes on Friday and 1 explosive episode of diarrhea in the vet's office. And I think because the diarrhea smelled so bad, it led the doctor to suspect a bacterial component for the reason of his illness. Because, he examined him. He said Zappa's color looks good, so we know it's not a bleeding issue. We know it's, he's looking pretty good. But if he doesn't get better by Monday, meaning if he's still vomiting and everything, to bring him in. In case they need to take x-rays or stuff like that. So they put him on 2 medicines. I guess one's an antibiotic and one's to help with the stomach problems. And even though he hasn't vomited yet, I want to finish the regimen of meds just to make sure that all of the bacteria is cleared from his system. So he seems to be doing well. Here, Zappa. I want you to lay down. Because mommy's going to go get your food. Lay down. Down. Stay there. He seems to be doing well. Like I said, he still approaches his food cautiously. And, he doesn't eat it as fast as he normally does, but I can understand why. You know how sometimes, when we're sick, we kind of try to eat things and test them and say, can I hold this down? That's kind of, I think, what his body is trying to get him to do. But now I know that he's eating his food, so he should be in relatively good shape. So I was told that before he eats, I need to give him his meds. 2x a day. One's a tablet and one's a capsule. And, he's excited about his food, but he didn't run to the door. Yeah, I know. Are you hungry? Yeah, I know. I know. But the rules are rules, and you do need to take your meds, bud. Take your meds, and you can have your food. So anyway, that was pretty crazy. My poor doggy was sick on the last day of class, which was kind of a bit of a bummer because I'll tell you, it is the funniest thing ever to use a cane all your life, go without a guide dog for one day, and just feel so different, like something is so wrong. Because I've used canes all my life. And I used to be scared of dogs when I was a little girl, so I always had this little Miss Independent, now I just want my cane, and that's all that I want. So, still not 100% experienced with shoving pills down their throat, but I finally managed to learn how to get them both down at once. The school trained us on how to do that, but still, these dogs do what they can to fight us. All right, come on. Come here. Zappa. Come. No. It's not playtime. Okay, I need you to face me. All right, come here. Zappa. All right, well, that's just going to have to work for now. Don't fight me. Don't fight me. So, but yeah, I'm getting pretty good at giving him the meds. I've, on Friday when he was completely ill, swallow, come on, swallow, good boy. On, Friday, when I gave him the meds, he did not resist on Friday night. I was actually shocked. But I think it was because Friday he was like, he was a zombie. My poor baby. Oh, there he goes to his food bowl. He's not enjoying his food anymore. He's inhaling it. All right. Well, I guess we have clarification now that this Labrador is back to its usual self. I'm going to wash my hands. So, yeah, that's basically what happened. As you guys can hear, are you done already? He only gets a half a cup in the morning, so, but all yesterday, for both meals, he ate them slower, so we joked around and we said, you're enjoying your food instead of inhaling it. Not today. You crazy Labrador. Yep. So he's having some water. On Friday night, I did get him to drink water, and I did talk to my doctor because people were giving me advice. A lot of people say rice is good for the dogs, which I do believe it is. I've seen people give rice to their dogs when their tummy is upset, but I did talk to my vet, and he says, no, he says, just put the regular dog food out. He's the type of guy that like, he even asked me, he said, did you give him any human food? And I said, no. You know, he just started vomiting out of the blue. He's the type of guy that does not believe in giving him any human food whatsoever. And I asked him, should I give him rice? Like, everybody's been giving me the advice. Well, bless you. Oh, well, hello, Fresh. I got a tongue full of Zappa in my mouth. Hello. So I asked about the whole rice thing because everybody was telling me, and then another person said, which I have never heard of at all, to give dogs sweet potatoes cooked in coconut oil, which I am not sure I want to do. So I asked the doctor, I said, well, should I give him any of those foods? And he says, absolutely not. So I followed my vet's advice. I know a lot of people were saying, give him rice, it's good for him. But he thinks because of how bad the stool smelled and, you know, how the frequent vomiting episodes, he thinks that there was a bacterial component. Because, you know, when they go outside and they sniff to find a place to, you know, I've had kids in the past, I've actually found in the grass, I've found Reese's peanut butter cups that were in their wrapper, and they were just lying there in the grass. And when I was at school, somebody moved a half-eaten Snickers out of the way so Zappa wouldn't get to it. So I mean, just people litter, and of course the dog goes out there and sniffs. And my doctor, you know, he did what he could to help me get better. And as you can see, or it helped Zappa get better. And as you could see, Zappa's on his way to being better. So yeah, guys, that's what's going on here. So y'all take care, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.